I'm very pleased with the way we concluded the preseason. I'm just very proud of our young players. You know, it's just reflecting, walking off the field, and just, you know, just seeing the smiles and you know, excitement that they're going through in the locker room. You know, you think about the first day they get here and how these guys have improved and, you know, and really took full advantage of an opportunity tonight. So I thought the football game in the second half was impressive, and very proud of our young players.
John, tell me about your touchdown run.
Impressive blocking. You know, it was easy for me. All I did was run around the edge, wait up, and I just knew the big boys were going to take care of business. And it just was blessed enough to get in there and get that Lambo leap in the final.
Larry, how about that 77-yard catch and mostly run? You ran away from the field. That had to feel good, huh?
It definitely did. We've been working that all week, the slant, getting the cornerback off his grass, running that because of the press coverage. So I came under him, caught the ball, and I was onto the races from there.
Jared, first of all, how did it feel just to get back out there playing football again?
Yeah, that was a blast. Just a relief to be back out there. And, you know, it's been a long year and a half not being able to play, I guess. And it was fun to be out there. I was, you know, right away, it was kind of just kicking the dust off a little bit, getting the feeling of the game. But, you know, it was fun once it started going and kind of got the hang of it a little bit and just to feel the NFL, you know, play style and speed.
He's got quickness, has good vision. Just from what I saw in the replays, it looked like his reads were correct. So, but that's it was good to get him those opportunities.
Yeah, I wish I would have took that one back. I had a lot of nice blocks, and I was so fortunate that he didn't light me up when I caught it. I was kind of just taking a chance. You know, sometimes, you know, they don't really, you got to wait to, you know, hit you until you catch it, really. So I was just kind of taking a chance. I didn't really want to fair catch my first punt.
So really, the last 2 weeks have been huge for Brett, just for the fact that he's been able to get out there and play and see some different things, and he's performed very well.
This coaching staff is well known for developing quarterbacks. How much have they changed you in these, you know, 5 months?
A lot. A whole lot. They've done a great job, not only the coaching staff, Aaron Rodgers, Scott Tolzien. They've really helped me develop as a quarterback, and you know, I still have a lot of stuff to work on, but, man, it's been a fun process. From when I first got here in OTAs to now, the end of preseason, I felt like I put together a great preseason. And, you know, I'm just ready to keep working and keep learning.
When it's a tough battle for limited spots, I mean, you're always cognizant of everybody's watching.
Yeah. Well, definitely. So are you. You know, you're watching to see what the next guy does, and he's watching to see what you do. And, you know, but that's just what's so special about this game is that, you know, there's a group of guys that go out there to compete, and you got to put your hard hat on and let the best man win, just like any job.
Do you feel like you've done enough to graduate to the 53rd, per se?
I would hope so. I mean, I don't know, you know, what they're going to do upstairs. It's not my job to make that cut, but I think I did my part, you know, and we'll see what happens.
You feel pretty good about the body of work you've put out there?
I definitely feel pretty good about what I've been doing the past today and then the past few preseason games and practices. I've just been trying to do all I can do and put stuff out there on film just in case it doesn't work out for the Green Bay Packers.
Are you ready for the start of the regular season?
Ready or not, you know, here it comes. I mean, it's here. So, but really the next 48 hours is what's most important. Make sure we get our 53 set and, you know, get our practice squad set, and we'll get going on Chicago on Monday.